The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons and tons of things going on. The Preakness is done. And Chrome's Triple Crown bid is still in the air and could very well happen. NHL hockey playoffs still going in full throttle as the Rangers whoop up big time yesterday. 7-2 over Montreal. The Kings and the Blackhawks in a few hours here today. NBA playoffs in full throttle. Really doesn't get much better than that. Obviously, the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers going at it today. So much happening in the world of sports. The Dodgers get crushed last night by the Arizona Diamondbacks. So there is a lot of things to talk about in the world of sports. On the other side, though, we'll hook up with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com as we do each and every week here on the program. Talk to her about TicksForCause.com. And also talk to her about a future charity of the month, or of the week, I'm sorry. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. We're just getting loose. We're getting warmed up. A ton of things to talk about, as I said. Jeff Rich and Mary Nemitz on the other side. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. You can also hit Jeff Rich up on J Rich Radio on Twitter as well. And let's welcome in Jeff Rich first of all, and then we'll get to Mary Nemitz in just a moment. Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. It's heating up here in the Valley of the Sun. Summer hits us every year, but it always seems to be a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it kind of comes in like an oven-like format, and I'm one of those guys that, other than doing the radio stuff, I do work outside, so it definitely affects me quite a bit, and yes, the heat is definitely here. Let's also welcome in Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great. Thank you.
You know, you've had a little bit of success here lately there in Chicago. The Blackhawks have gotten themselves in a position to maybe be fighting for a Stanley Cup championship. And, you know, they're going to have to get through the L.A. Kings, but should be a very fun and exciting series. And it'll get started later on today, Mary.
It sure will, in more ways than one. We're really excited about it. It's a repeat of history from last year. Hopefully for us in Chicago, we hope it ends the same way as it did last year. But we were just, so happy that the Kings took it, just because it gives us the home ice advantage. And we've got parties planned, and we're really excited about it.
I got to say, the Kings did look very impressive in Game 7 against Anaheim. I watched that game, and total domination, to be honest with you, from start to finish in that one. But should be interesting to see how the Blackhawks and the Kings fare up against each other. Hey, Mary, each and every week we talk to you, obviously, about Ticks for Cause and feature a charity of the week. A couple of things here. First of all, I want you to tell us a little bit about ticksforcause.com. But second of all, this is something that's definitely near and dear to Jeff's heart. So I'm going to let Jeff run with this thing quite a bit here while we're talking to you. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about ticksforcause.com, Mary.
Thanks, Sandy. Ticks for Cause is the ticket website with a heart. It's in our logo. It's in our business model. It's the core of who we are. We offer access to people, to millions of sports, music, entertainment, theater tickets that they want all over the country. And for every ticket that they buy on our site benefits a cause of their choice at no extra cost to them, just merely because they came to ticksforcause.com, buying the tickets they're looking for, choose the charity they want to help, and that's it. And the reason we can do this is because we share 50% of what we make off of that ticket with the charity of their choice. And we're the only website out there that can say that, and the only website that does that.
It is truly the website with a heart. Again, I've used the site before, people. Jeff has used the site before. So we are practicing what we're preaching here is what I want to tell you. Mary, this next, again, I always get an education. I didn't know that may happen to be National Law Enforcement Appreciation Month. I had no clue until I got the email from you about what we're talking about. The 100 Club of Chicago, which began in 1966. And again, like I said, I know that this is something that's near and dear to Jeff. So first of all, Mary, tell us a little bit about it. And then Jeff, jump on in and talk to Mary about things. So Mary, tell us a little bit about the 100 Club of Chicago, how it began and everything along those lines.
I sure will. Andy, the 100 Club of Chicago, it was a civilian response to a need that they saw when families of those police officers who gave their life in the line of duty were suffering. You know, these families had so much loss to go through. This civilian group got together, raised funds, and came to the aid of these people and in these families at the time they needed it most. They come there within 24 hours of a police officer's life being given in the line of duty. They help them out financially. But they don't go away with that. They come back and they help them later on with debts that they have to deal with. Then they come back and they offer college and education assistance funds for their children. But this group, it's amazing. It doesn't just deal with financial help. They're there helping the family through all of those situations that life deals them just trying to survive. You know, my house needs repair. How do I find a good contractor? Who can help me with that contract? I need to buy a new car. You know, can someone come and help me with that? The list goes on and on. I've got a pile of health insurance issues or legal issues to deal with. Can someone help me sort it out? So it's that these intangible as well as tangible help that this group comes and offers.
Very good stuff. Jeff, I know that this is something that's near and dear to your heart. So first of all, tell Mary why it's near and dear to you, and then throw something at her.
Hey, Mary, just to set this up a little bit, you know, my father served on the Cleveland Police Department for 28 years before retiring in 2009. And, you know, when I saw that we were going to be discussing the 100 Club, it brought back some memories, particularly when I was younger. Christmas Day, turning on the Channel 5 news, Dad's not home, but he's on the TV, carrying a shotgun down the alley, trying to take care of the bad guys, trying to protect the town and, you know, it brings to the forefront, there's a very definite reality that not everybody comes home safe. And, you know, organizations like the 100 Club and comparable organizations around the country certainly give a little bit of peace of mind to these guys that, you know, there's life insurance and everything else, but that their families are going to be taken care of. On May 15th, it was actually Peace Officers Memorial Day. And one of the things I saw from my father's post on Facebook, of all things, was that he listed everybody that he knew that that fell in the line of duty. And some of the stories really hit close to home. But one of them in particular, a young lady that died in the 1990s, her son actually did receive money from one of these organizations, ended up going to college and becoming a doctor. So, I just wanted to point out that that your site and everybody else that donates to the 100 Club and the organizations like it around the country are really making a difference in the families' lives and carrying on the reward for protecting and serving and paying the ultimate price. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you know, Jeff, thanks for bringing that out to everybody's attention, because you bring that human element to this, that it's really impactful. And again, what the civilian group has done, and what's really important to note too, and I think Jeff brings up a good point, while I'm particularly talking about the 100 Club of Chicago, other 100 clubs are located all across the country. And these 100 clubs, just as Chicago, they can come to Ticks for Cause. It's free for them to come up and join on our site and be able to start benefiting and helping build this these funds up in order to provide, as Jeff pointed out, education to these kids to be able to go ahead and go on with their lives. And we're very, very proud to participate with them and to help them in this way. And like I say, it is just amazing to see what a group of like-minded people dedicated to making a difference, what they can do.
Very good,
Mary.
Go ahead, Jeff.
And I have one more question. You know, you say it's the website with a heart. You know, browsing through your site, looking at tickets. I noticed that there's a little heart icon on some of the tickets. Can you tell everybody what that's about?
I sure can. Jeff, that heart means that someone came on and donated those tickets to that particular organization. So, for example, we've had a lot of tickets being sold today. We had season ticket holders that came on and were donating tickets to the Cub game today against the Brewers. What happens when that is? When that donated ticket sells, 90% of that purchase price goes to that organization, 90%. And that donor receives an automatic tax acknowledgement letter on behalf of that charity, and that charity receives 90% of it. So we offer the ability for people to come on and donate tickets they can't use. We offer people the ability to come on and find tickets literally to anything, whether it's a donated ticket or let's just say we don't have donated tickets available. They can still get the tickets to that event they want to attend and help the charity of their choice. And again, for the purchaser, for the donor, no extra cost. For our charity members, they pay nothing to come on and be a member of this. So it's this ability of everybody working together and helping out to make a difference.
Great stuff as always, Mary. Really appreciate you taking your time out. Look forward to talking to you next Sunday, Mary.
Look forward to it as well. You guys have a great week.
Awesome. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause talking about the 100 Club of Chicago. But as she said, they're all over the country. Do your part. Donate. Help everybody else out. A little bit goes a long way. Anyways, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. On the other side, Jeff and I getting into sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me. You can get in touch with us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or hit Jeff up at J Rich Radio. Tons of things to talk about. Not at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. All kinds of events happened last night. You had the MMA, you had the boxing, you had some NHL hockey, you had a lot of baseball, of which very impressive watching the Arizona Diamondbacks just absolutely clobber Kershaw. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, by the way, are terrible. So it just goes to show you that every now and then, if you catch somebody, you can really hurt them pretty badly. And that's what the D-backs did last night. Jeff, a ton of things going on right before our eyes with the playoffs, NHL, NBA. What are you focusing most on right now?
Well, first of all, let me weigh in on the Dodgers-Diamondbacks and how bad that, you know, how much the tide has turned since that fight in L.A. last June involving Yasiel Puig and Ian Kennedy, among a number of coaches on both staffs. And I don't think the Diamondbacks – this was the first Diamondbacks victory over the Dodgers at home this year, correct?
Yes, it was.
You know, and it got scary because they went up, you know, what, 7-0, and you know, around the sixth inning, it was like 9-7 before they pulled away and, you know, eventually won the game 18-7 I believe it was a franchise record for hits with 21. So, you know, a little bit of relief coming from the Phoenix fan base to get one on a Saturday night with a big crowd in the house. But, you know, the big thing is always the Triple Crown races in horse racing, especially if the Derby winner goes to the Preakness and wins. The Belmont's a completely different track. That's why you always have you have a lot of two-time winners that go into Belmont and, you know, haven't gotten it done in over 40 years.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the horses don't race a track like Belmont, you know, anywhere else. So it is quite a different track. It's a different race. And like you said, a lot of times, you know, you have the first two legs down, and then you get to this one, and the horse falls flat on its face, for better lack of words. But in general, just an amazing feat. Went out there, got the Preakness taken care of, and has a chance at winning the Triple Crown, something we haven't seen since, what, 1978, I believe? Is that what the last one was?
Yeah, Secretariat, right?
Yeah, no, not Secretariat. Affirmed, I believe, in 1978. Right. Secretariat was probably, I want to say, 73, 74, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that definitely sounds right. I think Secretariat is the name that rolls off the tongue. I think that's like your Muhammad Ali of sports, of horse racing.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that 100%. And definitely the movie and everything, a lot of stuff about that. So horse racing is not necessarily my forte. I didn't even have a chance to check it out because I was watching other stuff. But just, you know, hey, when you have two legs down and the Triple Crown is within reach, I think everybody starts to get a little bit more interested. And I think that race will be June 7th, if I'm not mistaken. Does that sound right, Jeff?
It does.
Okay, very good. And then looking at what happened yesterday, just in the NHL, just real quickly, I kind of want to go around things because we will be hooking up with John Poulter here in just a few minutes. We'll talk to him mainly about the NHL hockey stuff. But real quickly, you and I can talk about it. The Rangers have gotten hot, man, and right now they're on fire. They're scoring a lot of goals and they're causing a lot of trouble for everybody. But 7-2 yesterday in that opening game, and they've got the series lead right now 1-0. And if I'm a Canadian fan, I'm probably saying, wow, this Ranger team is on fire at this point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, give credit to Montreal for beating one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, but this Rangers team, they've been tested. They've gone seven games in a series. Some pretty good goaltending by Lundqvist. I know that Rangers fans are really run hot and cold on him, but he runs hot and cold himself. But you know, when you score seven goals, you don't really have to worry too much about your goalkeeping as long as your guy doesn't give up eight.
Yeah, and speaking of the seven goals, how disappointing of a game seven was it for you, the Blackhawks and Anaheim, when they just – I'm sorry, not the Blackhawks, but the L.A. Kings getting themselves set to play the Blackhawks, but they took care of Anaheim, and that wasn't a game. I mean, it was over in the first period, to be honest with you. So how disappointing of a game seven was that for you?
You know what? It's kind of par for the course for Game 7. You know, historically, there aren't a lot of memorable Game 7s. You know, and you could stretch this into basketball and baseball as well. You know, Game 6 is usually the game that sets up Game 7, and home ice is a big deal, though it wasn't for the Ducks. You know, it kind of reminds me, I actually had a chance to attend a Game 7 here in Phoenix when they played the Detroit Red Wings about 5 years ago. And, you know, it was a great series. And then, you know, the Red Wings came into Glendale, Arizona and beat the Coyotes 6-1. So I'm kind of used to the Game 7, you know, the underwhelming Game 7. And, you know, I'd be really hard-pressed to find a whole lot of classic Game 7s outside of, you know, a couple in baseball, namely the Arizona Diamondbacks over the Yankees in 2001.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, it's the most exciting thing in sports, but it doesn't always mean it lives up to the hype. I guess that's the best way to put it. We do always want to see a Game 7 when you have the opportunity in a series of a 4 out of 7. You want that do-or-die game, but it doesn't always live up to the standards of what we want to see. And sometimes you get a little disappointed, and sometimes you're like, wow, that was the greatest series I've ever seen. Real quickly, I know we're coming up against a break here. Let's just kind of talk about this because we're gonna talk more about this after we talk to John Poulter. But we're down to the Final Four in the NBA, man, and I'm pretty excited. I don't know if you are, but I'm excited to see Miami and Indiana go at it a little bit later. The Spurs are playing OKC. OKC's been there 3 out of the last 4 years. Going to have to do it without Serge Ibaka with his calf injury. So I kind of like the Spurs there. I kind of like the Miami Heat and the other one. But we got the four best teams in the NBA. Do we or do we not?
Oh, yeah, it's all chalk. But, hey, this is going to be fun. You know, I hope that as exciting as the first couple rounds of the playoffs have been, especially round one, you know, I just hope that these series live up to the hype. You know, I thought that the Miami Heat were going to enter at least the conference finals, if not the NBA finals, unscathed. And, you know, Brooklyn did get them once. I'll be interested to see how competitive my Indiana can be, considering that they're not the same team that, you know, really played the Heat well throughout the regular season. But they fell apart down the stretch, and I think it's just a testament to how bad the basketball is in the East. That Indiana, playing as poorly as they have, is in a position where they're 4 wins away from going to the NBA Finals, and you know, but you know, obviously they have to slay the dragon in between.
Yeah, I mean, look, they do have home court advantage. That's something that they can hold their head high about right now, obviously. But at the end of the day, they got to get through the Miami Heat, like you said, and the Miami Heat want to win their third consecutive NBA championship. So LeBron James will be ready to play today. I'm not really surprised. I think the Miami Heat are about a 2.5-point favorite today on the road. Indiana has struggled at home in the playoffs so far. So something's got to give here. And no matter what, this series is going back to Miami 1-1. So if Miami doesn't get it done today, they'll get it done in Game 2. I don't think anybody is going to walk away from this thing unscathed, basically. I think it's going to be very tough, physical. When these two teams get together, it's going to bring out the best in each other. So hopefully we see a great series, like you said. But
well, let's see which Roy Hibbert shows up for this series, because that's how you beat the Miami Heat, is by, you know, is good play in the post and, you know, rule the rebounds and you know, hope they miss their jump shots.
Well, and that's true, and think about it. If there's an opportunity for him, look, he's had to get through teams that have had guys that can bang down low. They don't really have that in Miami when you think about it. So I think it's something that Hibbert should be able to take advantage of, like you're talking about. Whether he does or not, that's another thing to be said. But should set up for him to have a good series is what I'm trying to say. And we'll see how it all plays out. You never know. I mean, it is the playoffs and anything can happen. Speaking of anything can happen, I hear the music. Means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, though, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada, to talk to him about some NHL hockey, and then maybe even get into some baseball with him. So keep it close. A ton of things still to come. It is Dorf on Sports. John Poulter on the other side. Jeff Rich hanging out with me. You could get involved as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Like I said, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. But you can't use it until you download it.
For a limited time, get a coupon to save 12% off your mobile app booking. See App Store for code and details. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
How would you like to get in shape today? Now you can. With the new iRow Smart Band, you can monitor and track your daily activities and calories. The simple, state-of-the-art 3D sensor helps you lose weight and get fit. Just connect iRow to your smartphone or tablet and start seeing results today. Using colors that track your activity levels, you can share your progress with friends and family and even compete with them in a fun new way. With iRow, you'll be able to control your weight and stay healthy and happy. Check out iRowNova.com. That's I-R-O-N-O-V-A, iRowNova.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich as I do each and every Sunday. And then we hook up with this guy, John Poulter, who's coming to us from Canada, our professor of sports. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Not too bad, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. We're starting to get a little toasty, but it happens. We know where we live, and we know what we're up against here coming on for the next few months. But for the most part, I can't complain. I'm talking sports. I'm talking to you, and I don't really think it gets much better. You know, I want to talk about this real quickly before we get into the matchups that are at hand right now. Obviously, the Rangers in Montreal and then the LA Kings and the Blackhawks. Game 7 for the LA Kings and the Anaheim Ducks was, to be honest with you, very, very... It wasn't interesting at all. I mean, the Kings went out there and just dominated that game from start to finish. A very non-eventful Game 7, if you will. And Jeff and I kind of talked about this just briefly. But, you know, when a Game 7 doesn't live up to the hype, how disappointing is it to you, John?
I think it's very disappointing from the standpoint that the mere fact that you've got to a Game 7 tells you it's been a very close series and you're expecting a good close game. I mean, if two teams are tied at 3 after 6, I think it's only natural to expect that the deciding game will be a good game. And that LA-Anaheim game was pretty flat. I think it was 5-0 before the game was halfway over. And kind of a funny series because the road team won 5 of the 7 games in that series, which in itself is an oddity.
Yeah, very strange. But now we've got the Kings, we've got the Blackhawks, we have the Rangers and the Canadiens. And the Rangers got started yesterday, and this team has caught fire, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't think a lot of people thought they were getting by the last series. They get by Pittsburgh, and now they're playing some really inspired hockey, putting on 7 goals yesterday. Pretty impressive to get out 1-0 there against Montreal.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. I caught good pieces of that game yesterday, and the Rangers scored 7 goals, and it was really sort of 3 very short spells in the game where they dominated. In the first period, they scored 2 goals in a minute 51. In the second, they scored 2 in 49 seconds, and early in the third, they scored 2 in 25 seconds. So, you know, you take that out of the equation, and it's a closer game. But I think from the Canadian standpoint, 2 things sort of come to mind with me. One is they've lost home ice advantage, obviously, by losing yesterday. And there's also some question now about the health of goaltender Carey Price, who got hurt in a purely accidental collision with Chris Kreider of the Rangers, who turned on a jet of speed to go in and ran into Price in the net. And Price didn't play the third period. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any after effects for that. And if there is, that's certainly going to hurt Montreal because they've ridden him so far to where they are.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking some NHL hockey. Go ahead, Jeff, fire away.
Hey, John, you know, we've got the Rangers and we got the Canadiens on one side. You have the Blackhawks on the other side, but you also have that L.A. market. If you're Gary Bettman, what's your dream matchup for the Stanley Cup Final? You know, considering you have an original six team versus that giant L.A. market in the L.A. Kings.
Well, that's puzzling, Jeff. I mean, there's ways to look at it. I think that he probably would not want to see the Montreal Canadiens in it simply because he considers that a smaller market. Certainly in terms of the East, New York would be the pick. Whether he would want Los Angeles because of the huge TV market or whether he would want Chicago because of the momentum that's there and the fact that they're the defending champions and be a chance for the Rangers to knock off the defending champs, I suspect it's probably 6 of one and half a dozen of the other with him, but I think he'd probably be quite happy with either one. His worst dream, you know, is to have two markets that are very small playing for the big prize, and that's obviously not going to happen this year.
Hey, John. I want to. You know, we're talking about some very important hockey games. I want to ask you about a very unimportant baseball game. I know that you attended at least one of the games in the Indians Blue Jays series this week. What'd you think of Corey Kluber getting a first-hand look at him? I mean, this guy's been flying under the radar, but he's just been dominant in a year that nothing's going right for the Cleveland Indians otherwise.
Yeah, my wife and I were at the game on Wednesday night, which was the middle game of the 3-game series, the one that the Indians won, and he was impressive. You know, but it could have started out quite differently. You know, the first 3 guys up in the first inning for the Blue Jays all hit the ball hard, but they hit it right at somebody. And, you know, you and I had a conversation, I guess, right around the spring training start about the ability of Santana to play third base. And I kind of had some thoughts that maybe that wasn't the right spot for him. They would have been better to perhaps have put him out in the outfield. But he took a screaming line drive off Melky Cabrera's bat in the top of the first inning. And he sold me in terms of his ability to play third base.
Interesting.
Hey, I want to throw it back to hockey really quick. You know, you have the LA Kings going to Chicago, where Chicago has home ice. How do the Kings play on the road? Do they have a chance to maybe steal this series from Chicago at the Madhouse on Madison?
I think they have a chance, Jeff. My guess is that they're going to have to play a slightly different style on the road in Chicago, simply because of the crowd and the fact that Chicago has good goaltending as well. And if Jonathan Quick gets hot, I think the Kings can run with anybody. But Crawford's been playing really well for Chicago in these playoffs so far, and he's been the difference in two or three games, certainly in a couple of the wins against the Minnesota Wild. So I think a lot of this is going to ride on how well Mr. Quick plays. There was a bit of a meltdown for him in that series last year, which cost the Kings big time. So I think a lot of the pressure is going to be on Quick to play well, and if he plays well, I think Los Angeles is in there with at least a 50-50 chance, but Chicago has the superstars. Kane and Taves are playing so well right now. They've won 8 games in this playoff, and Kane or Taves have 7 of those game-winning goals. So, you know, you've heard me talk many times about your best players have to be your best players, and right now in Chicago, that's happening.
Hey, John, speaking of best players and things along those lines, a guy that, after they lost the other day in Anaheim, Teemu Selänne going to call it quits. The guy's 43 years old. He'll be 44 in July. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Does he still have something left in the tank, first of all? And him bidding goodbye, what are your feelings about that?
Well, he's a class act all the way, has been ever since he came into the league, stood the league on its ear, I think 76 goals as a rookie in the early 90s, which was unheard of in those days. Absolutely blew Mike Bossy's record away big time. He has retired and unretired a few times, so perhaps the door is still open. I'm sure that if he decides he wants to come back, the Ducks would love to have him back. He's the most decorated Olympian in terms of hockey. I think he's been in 5 Olympic Games as a hockey player, which is almost unheard of. And when you sit and think about it, that the Olympics are every 5 years, so at a very minimum, that means you have to be at the top of your game for 16 of those years, assuming that you play in the Olympics year one and the last year is the 16th year for the 5th Olympics. To play at that level for that length of time, I think, is a great achievement. I think the game is going to miss him, and no matter when his last game is, whether he decides to come back or not, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer right after he's eligible.
Hey, John, real quickly, and then I want to switch gears, and we will talk a little baseball with you for the last couple minutes. Give us your prediction. Who's going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I'm going to take Chicago simply because of home ice advantage. I think those teams are pretty even, and I think that home ice going to be the difference. And in the West, the home ice has been the big thing this year. Home ice is an advantage in the East. It's a disadvantage. Home ice is an advantage in the West. It's a disadvantage in the East. Unless the Canadians start to play really well and Mr. Price gets back on the same role that he was in the first couple of rounds, I think the Rangers are just playing with enough emotion. And this issue with Martin Saint-Louis' mother and the team getting behind him from that standpoint, that's kind of a nice story. You'd almost like to see them win from that standpoint. But I think the Canadians will give them a good fight, and all the Canadians have to do is win one game in New York, and we're back to even Steven. So I'm sort of sitting on the fence. I know that doesn't answer your question, but I'm sitting on the fence. I think it's Chicago and 50-50 between Montreal and New York.
All right, fair enough for me. Hey, only a couple more minutes left here, so let's switch gears and talk some baseball. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention this what happened yesterday. A couple things happened here for the D-backs. They hire La Russa to oversee the front office, but they also crush the Dodgers yesterday, too. So, big day for the Arizona Diamondbacks in a couple of different ways, John.
Yeah, it was. I was surprised to see Kershaw get hammered the way that he did, and I kind of have to wonder if he might still be feeling the after effects of that injury that put him on the DL a little earlier in the season. I think it was back spasms. The La Russa hire kind of came out of nowhere, at least for me. I don't know about you guys living down in that part of the world, if there had perhaps been some rumors, but it's an interesting model because it's almost a situation now that we're seeing NHL hockey teams go to, and that is sort of an overall executive that's between the management team and ownership, and that's obviously where La Russa sits. I'm not so sure that it puts Kevin Towers in a good spot in terms of the power that he has. I gather from the announcement that was made yesterday that he's now going to have to clear all playing moves and personnel moves through La Russa. So does that sort of make La Russa the de facto general manager? And, you know, how many hats do you need to make a team run?
Well, is it a sign of maybe what's to come? Could Gibby be on his way out and La Russa on his way in? I mean, is that maybe a direction they may go?
Well, if I'm Mr. Gibson, I have to wonder about that. You know, there's a lot of pressure on a guy when a team isn't doing very well at the best of times. But to have a legend like La Russa sitting in the background, you know, it's much like in the Angels days when Gene Mock was brought in as a consultant. The guy managing the club at the time had to know that if he didn't do well, Mr. Mock was going to come right downstairs and manage, and that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, if I was Gibson, I'd be a little concerned.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, if you don't mind me jumping in, I think this is the absolute end for Kevin Towers and Kirk Gibson. I think that La Russa is going to come in and clean house, and I'm actually kind of wondering, you know, is this such a smart move? And I know that Andy, you have some familiarity with Mike Holmgren as a football coach, who tried it as an executive in Seattle, fired himself as the GM. They go to the Super Bowl, goes to Cleveland, and it's an absolute train wreck. You know, and on the flip side of that, we have Pat Riley. So I'm not sure that the good field general necessarily represents you know, great things to come in the front office, but we shall see.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Hey, I know we're up against a break, so John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. Look forward to catching up to you next week when we're a little further in the NHL playoffs and we'll have more baseball to talk to you about. And hey, we didn't even talk about my Brewers this week. What's wrong with us, man?
Well, they're still hanging in there in first place, Andy, so got to be good news for you Brewer fans. Enjoy today, as always. My pleasure, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. Look forward to it. John Poulter, our professor of sports. Hang tight. Jeff and I will wrap this thing up. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information.
You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, by the way, another hour to come. In case you missed it, this hour, John Poulter, our professor of sports, hung out with us talking NHL hockey, a little baseball as well. And then, as we do each and every week, hooked up with Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, talking about the 100 Club of Chicago, but they're all over the country. Do your part, donate, help people out. It goes a long way, believe me. And they are the ticket site with a heart, or I'm sorry, the website with a heart. TicksForCause.com is the website. Jeff, final minute or so here, and we didn't really talk about it, but I just want to get your thoughts real quickly on Golden State hiring Steve Kerr to take that job. And then Mark Jackson gets ousted there, but he'll be calling the game today, I believe, the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers, gets hired by ESPN to come back as an analyst in a multi-year deal. So your thoughts about Steve Kerr and then your thoughts about Mark Jackson.
Well, considering Kerr's never coached a game, it's interesting that he was such a hot commodity. But I think that Jason Kidd set the bar for the recently retired point guard. Though Kerr's been out of the league a little bit, it'll be interesting to see how he does at Golden State. I think it was a good move to choose Golden State over the Knicks. Working for Phil Jackson, trying to coach that triangle as a rookie with no coaching experience. I did want to ask you about Kevin Garnett, whose career came to an end. Do you have thoughts on that?
Hey, I love KG, man. Awesome player. Put his heart and soul into it. I don't think you could complain with what Kevin Garnett gave. Good stuff, Jeff. And maybe we'll talk about that in about 25 minutes or so when we catch up with you in just a little bit. But as always, man, I appreciate you taking time out each and every week with me every Sunday, Jeff. So thanks much, bro.
Hey, you know, I love doing it too.
Sounds good, man. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Another hour to come. Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California. I'm going to hammer him about what happened to his Dodgers. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.